Cherubim and seraphim from In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, as we celebrate your birth, light the darkness of our sin-filled world. Fill our hearts with joy and peace. Remove the clutter of worldly things which fill our lives. Help us to worship you with all our mind and heart. And may we grow in faith and hope as we bow before you and adore you in this celebration of worship. The Christmas Story. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same countries shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And although they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Whenever we are permitted to celebrate another Christmas, God gives us a special favor by granting us to look into his fatherly heart. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared. The grace of God is his kindness shown toward the sinner. In the birth of the Christ child, God revealed to all sinners how he feels toward them. This child was born for all. He came to save all without exception. Of course, those who are too proud or too ashamed to acknowledge their sinfulness, who strive to be righteous before God by their own efforts, they receive no grace. This is only for people who have nothing to bring before God. But all who come to the child in the manger, with the conviction that nowhere but in him alone there is help and salvation, find grace. This we must believe when we come to the Lord's table to be united with our Savior. We are sinners and we have accumulated a great debt before God. But this child was born to take away all our guilt and suffer our punishment. God became man that he might be able to die for the sins of the whole world. The body he took from the Virgin Mary he gave for all on the cross. The very body he gives us in the sacrament of Holy Communion. The blood he shed for us he gives us together with the wine to assure us that he came into this world also for us and that he died to pay our debt. By giving us his body and blood together with the bread and the wine, he declares that we too are reconciled with God. He has put all of his grace into the sacrament. Sinners need not search for it, but have it close at hand always. Our very presence at the Lord's table is a declaration on our part that we believe this. As often as we eat and drink to his memorial, we proclaim the Lord's death. And by our eating and drinking, we declare, he became man and gave himself for me, that he might redeem me from all sin. Blessed are all who may receive the Holy Sacrament, and so declare their confident faith in the grace of God that has appeared to all. Then it will truly be Christmas. Then the glory of the Lord will shine in our hearts. The dark night of sin will disappear, and as happy children of the Heavenly Father, we may look for the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our light in darkness, the Savior of all people, who was born in a poor place, who rules the world in splendor, Lord of lords and King of kings. Great and wonderful are your works, O Lord God Almighty. Your ways are always just and true. With the people of faith from all times and all places, we lift up our hearts in joyful praise for you alone are holy. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born on Christmas. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Thank you.
such mean a state we're at, and thus our feeding. Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nail's spear shall pierce him through, the cross he bore for me, for you.
Son.